How are you?
We're fine.
I called you for two reasons. One, I just wanted to tell you how very, very proud I am of you and all you've done in this critical period for your country, and how courageous and how exacting it's been. Second, I don't know that this would be wise at all. Probably would be extremely unwise from your standpoint and perhaps from mine, but I wanted to talk to you in the greatest of confidence if I could. Would you have any interest, give any thought to the wisdom, and that's the only thing we've got to judge it by, of your succeeding Goldberg?
Oh my, well, that would be a most honorable sort of thing. I would just feel so incapable, you know.
No, you're not incapable of anything. You'd have to get you one or two good politicians to get the Latins, keep them in line all the time, and keep the Negroes, the Africa, pretty well, touch them as much base as you could.
Yes.
And the main thing you just have to do is do what you're doing, is to get on that television and stay on it.
Yes.
I think your future would be assured. I think we'd have a Republican senator, wouldn't we? He'd have to be appointed by a Republican governor, wouldn't he?
Yes.
When would he serve? Till the next election?
He would hold until the next election, that's right.
All right, he would, the guy appointed would probably win the way things are going now, wouldn't he?
Well, it depends on who they would appoint. I suppose the governor might, I don't know. I'd have to reflect, kind of think that out in a calmer moment. You stirred me up here.
Yeah. Well, I think it'd be the greatest. I'd like to do it myself. I wish I could, because it has many things that attract me that I would like to do. I would like to be able to put the nations of the world together and the effect that it has there, and notwithstanding what they say, I would like that. On the other hand, it has a lot of handicaps, a lot of frustrations. People go up there and think they're Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And just think that they don't need to check anything here. And it gets problems badly.
Yeah.
And then they go out, when they're not Secretary of State, to a cocktail bar, and they tell anybody they talk to, well, Rusk or some of a bitch.
Yes.
And we had it with Lodge, and we had it with Warren Austin. We had it with everybody that goes. It's part of the job. And they have to look at it from their angle, and the man that goes there ought to be qualified to be Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And I think I think some of ours have been, but they knocked themselves off before they got it because everything has to be settled here in a big, broad operation, and up there, you know, it's just, he's just listening to it there.
Could I have just a little bit sort of, you know?
Yes, sir. Not very long, because
no.
That's the problem with all of them, but it's something you ought to think about. I don't know that we'd do it if you said I'd love to have it. I don't know that we could. I don't want to be hopeful or optimistic or hold out something that just frustrates you, but I'm thinking about what's best for the country.
I don't know
of a human that I think is as knowledgeable in this general field that is not New York oriented, that is as articulate, that I think makes his good impression on TV. And I've watched them all, and I think you have a little of the mold of Wilson and Lincoln combination. I think you have a little of the George Marshall and Sam Houston. I think you look a little bit frontier and pioneer and the fellow that's pulled himself up by his bootstraps, but I think you have enough sophistication and articulation that you're effective as hell. Now, that's my type of man. I don't want one of these Adlai Stevensons. I liked him, but he's not. To me, I always kind of felt like he had to squat to pee. And I know you were a great admirer of his, and I was too, but Goldberg, on the other hand, is the best negotiator I've ever known.
Yes.
He does just absolutely have hydrophobia.
Yes.
And he talks a good deal when he ought to be listening. But he is an effective negotiator. Now, you've got the great problems of the Middle East, and that's the most dangerous thing. Vietnam is just chicken feed compared to what the Russians are doing over there and what may happen there. But this Cyprus thing, it's rough and tough. You've got the Vietnam thing that we can't win on. If we go in there, we get in a knockdown drag out with the Russian. And if we don't go in there, we get in a knockdown drag out with the Senate. And if it gets certified or verified or whatever you call it, I forget the word they used, on the agenda. If you get it on the agenda, then you get a debate and they may pass a resolution to cease bombing or something.